Good morning. A Tuesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, tonight, President Barack Obama will give his televised farewell address, Alan, after 8 years in office. WAMC will carry that address live at 9 p.m. Instead of speaking from the White House, the president will deliver his speech from his adopted city of Chicago, likely to issue some warnings about the politics of successor Donald Trump, who has pledged to overturn much of what Obama has put in place, including the Affordable Care Act, which we've been talking about for months now.
David, two steps forward, one step back. Let's hope that's what it is, because what'll happen is you'll take another two steps after the one step is over, assuming that Trump doesn't take the country down a very mistaken path in which people lose their rights, we turn on our fellow Americans, in which people who don't have resources don't get the health care that they are now getting. But we teach ourselves that if, in fact, we live in a democracy and we can keep that democracy, or as Benjamin Franklin says, a republic, if we could keep it, it's going to demand a citizenship that cares enough to get out and exercise the franchise and make sure that they vote. Half this country did not vote in the last election. Huge numbers of people who had the most to lose did not vote in this election. And it's a tough lesson to learn. Nevertheless, it is one which a lot of people have, or should have, because it's possible that the next time the same thing will happen. Those people who have the most to gain from this will stay home. Meryl Streep gave an address which was poignant and which obviously was disturbing enough to Mr. Trump so that he began to immediately tweet lies about her, that she is not much of an actress. She is an extraordinary woman who had extraordinary courage to do what she did. And the fact that he saw what his problem was and had to tweet about it shows us what we can expect during the presidency. Yesterday on the roundtable, there was a discussion as to whether or not he would continue to tweet. Well, of course he will. The argument is made. It's unpresidential. It doesn't matter. That's how he gained power. It's how he intends to maintain it. And that is what we are going to see from Trump for the next 4 years. The question for everybody is, to what degree will people hold him accountable?
Speaking of, Senate Democrats will challenge President-elect Donald Trump's pick for Attorney General Jeff Sessions when he appears before the Senate Judiciary Committee. In a rare instance in which a senator testifies against a colleague seeking a cabinet post, New Jersey Senator Cory Booker says he'll testify against Sessions Wednesday. Booker says Sessions has a concerning record on civil rights and criminal justice reform, echoed by many.
He does, and anybody who listened to NPR yesterday heard Sessions literally at the top of his voice and at the top register said he was not a racist. He had a good record, he said, on civil rights. Well, it turns out he really didn't. And is there anybody who thinks that Sessions will not make it? No. And did Susan Collins have a major article about her? She's a woman we have all come to respect, a Republican from Maine, who has always been thoughtful, but who says she really likes Sessions and she's going to defend him. Well, good for Booker. If not Booker, who? He's a guy who really has taken to heart the excesses of the American experience, and I am sure he will give a poignant talk. Is there much of a chance that Sessions will be denied? I don't think so.
Let's go to New York City and Buffalo, two places where New York Governor Cuomo was yesterday delivering his regional State of the State message in lieu of a State of the State speech in the Capitol. Today, he's in Westchester and Nassau counties to deliver the addresses there. And Governor Andrew Cuomo, says the New York Times, located the cure to the nation's political fever in New York State, implicitly offering himself as an antidote to a president-elect whose name went unmentioned. Remarkably, for a politician who has avoided even the appearance of White House ambition since entering the governor's mansion in 2011, his speech also seemed aimed at the audience outside New York.
Well, I don't think there's any question. I've been saying all along you'd have to be a bear walking in the woods if you didn't believe that Andrew Cuomo wants to be president of the United States, something that his father was denied. And I'm sure he expects to be able to position himself to do that. And the speech was a brilliant speech, I'll be honest with you. It really laid out an anti-Trump, pro-federalist agenda. In other words, if Trump is going to pull back on environment and everything else, it's going to be New York and California and those states which went over overwhelmingly for Clinton, that will do what they have to do in order to stave off some disastrous policies in their minds and in Cuomo's mind. So it was a good speech. I don't know who's giving him his advice, but this is not the Andrew Cuomo we've been seeing for years.